Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 286 of the Professional Book Nerds podcast presented by Overdrive. This is Adam, joined by Jill. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, if you're listening to this in America and on Thursday. Pretty specific.
A little bit.
We are releasing this on Thanksgiving. And guys, fam, we did not know what to talk about, and then Jill had a wonderful idea. So I'll let you kind of say what we're going to do.
Oh, great. Put me on the spot there.
Right on the spot. Yeah. I'll make you feel awkward so I don't feel awkward.
Yeah, it's a holiday, so we were trying to figure out what to talk about on the podcast. And as Adam said, the day this comes out, Thursday is Thanksgiving here in the United States. And we decided to talk about what we're really thankful for, which is all of our listeners.
It's you guys.
It's you guys.
It's all of you guys. Because of you.
And girls. And well, girls. Not women. Women. Human. Women.
Humans.
Humans.
Oof, that was bad.
Sorry,
I'm so
everybody.
Bad at that. I say guys all the time, and it's not what I mean.
I know, me either.
But I do it all of the time.
Apologies.
Yes, 1,000 apologies.
All of our listeners.
1,001 apologies. However you identify. Not just guys. In reality, it's most. I think guys is the minority of the
it
people who listen
is.
To us. If our social media interactions has anything, like any indication, it's more female than male.
Correct.
So... apologies.
So that was like a super awkward intro.
Off to a great start. Okay, so we obviously always at the beginning of every episode, we tell you guys, hey, send us emails, contact us on Twitter and Instagram at ProBookNerds, go to our website. And then when people do send us messages, we respond to them, but we don't really bring them up on the podcast very often. So we've gotten a ton of messages and reviews over the years, and so we were just going to kind of go through and give some shout-outs to people who have said nice things about us and taken time. If you guys want to do that, you can always go to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star rating. We appreciate it. So you printed most of these out, right? Not printed. You know what I mean.
I did not print them, but I have them on my computer.
Saving paper. So
we're a digital company, Adam.
Yes, we're so I'll let you read some of those, but we got two this week. That one just came in this morning, which was, I'm going to read it because it was the basis for this podcast idea. And then the other one was someone asked for some recommendations. Our friends at the Reading Glasses calls it a wheelhouse when they get very specific recommendation requests. And I will read the email, and then what the answers were that you sent. I will read slowly so you can find it. None of you can see Joe's face, but she's like, oh, man, I have to find it. Just go to your sent emails.
I'm looking.
You'll find it.
But I think I sent it.
Through the podcast email?
And I can't find it.
Okay. Well.
Oh, wait. I found it.
Okay. So I'll read the one that came in this morning, especially because they said a shout out on your podcast would be fab. So we're going to do that. And then I'll go into the other one. As we said, there's two things I'm realizing that I say way too often. One is peek behind the curtain. So I was going to give you guys a peek behind the curtain. And then also, as this message points out, I say fun fact all the time.
Oh, I say fun fact all the time.
So a peek behind the curtain, as I was saying, a lot of the times when we get recommendation things, I think there's a common misconception that we're both librarians. And while I tell everyone I'm librarian adjacent, Jill is the librarian of the two of us. And so when we get recommendation requests, a lot of times I will punt them over to Jill and say, hey, can you do this part?
Okay. That is true.
That was a lot of buildup. So first I'm going to read this wonderful email that we got from Lucy. It came in this morning from the UK. She said, I wanted to check in and let you know how much I enjoy your podcast. I'm a massive book nerd and would have a book attached to me constantly if I was allowed us to. While I'm at work, I can't read, unfortunately, so I substitute with your podcast and greatly enjoy it. It feeds my addiction. Adam, I know you're a massive Charles Dickens fan. I'm English and I'm from Great Yarmouth in East Anglia. Hope I'm getting those both right. Where I know he visited a lot and used in his stories. Fun fact, as you would say. Keep what you're doing because it's awesome. A shout out on your podcast would be fab too. Thank you, Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy.
I sent that over to Jill. I said, this is making me so smile. It's adorable. Thank you so much. We were originally going to talk about books to give as gifts today, and we'll do some of those at the end. But now I want to read the email that we got asking for recommendations, and then I'm going to let you give the recommendations. Okay, so This is from Courtney. And Courtney says, "Hi, Jill and Adam, longtime listener, first time caller."
It's always the best.
"I'm adept at choosing books for myself," high school English teacher here, "but my husband is tough to pick books for. He has a pretty specific type of book and, come to think of it, TV series and movies. He loves quirky individuals with an idiosyncratic outlook on life, interesting setting, something unique about the storytelling, nerdy intellectual vibe, and humorous if possible. Books that top his list of favorites would be A Confederacy of Dunces, The Teleportation Accident, actually Most Things by Neil Bowman, Pym, and everything George Saunders has ever written. He also tends to love Michael Chabon.
I think it's
Chabon. That's not even a G, Adam. he loves him because the writing is so dang good, but it ticks off a lot of these boxes. TV shows he loves include Arrested Development, Seinfeld, The Detectorist, though he also loves darker mysteries like Hinterland, Wallander, and Longmire. Not so humorous, but the other stuff, but has the other stuff I mentioned as well. A favorite film of his is The Big Lebowski." I want to hang out with your husband, by the way, if right in the same.
You can come too, Courtney.
Yeah. Hope that gives you enough context. They gave us so much context. Any ideas to throw my way as the holidays approach? Thank you so much, Courtney.
It was a lot of context, but a lot of niche context. I admit I had a hard time with this one at first.
I dove so far away from this. I was like, oh boy.
Okay. So this is what I came up with. These are the suggestions. I already signed Courtney. She already has these. But for everybody else listening who maybe is like, oh yeah, I like those kinds of books too, I gave How to Stop Time by Matt Haig, who was on the podcast several months ago. How to Stop Time is about a man named Tom who looks like your average mid-40s guy but has actually been alive for centuries. He's lived through it all now and just wants a quiet, ordinary life. Unfortunately, there's like this secret shadowy group who kind of protects people like Tom, who and the group sort of threatens to derail his plans. I also gave Rant by Chuck Palahniuk. I'm going to tell you guys, this is my favorite Chuck Palahniuk book.
It's and the best.
It is so good. And I put it because of the unique storytelling and that it's an oral history. Talking about the title character, Buster Casey, who goes by Rant. You know from the very beginning that Rant has died. And so the entire book unravels through this oral history of family and friends and enemies talking about Rant. It is so good. And I don't want to tell you too much about the book because it will spoil everything. And I mean, even now reading this book, knowing how it ends.
Yeah.
I'm still every time just like, I can't believe.
I was sitting here with my mouth open. I was waiting to cut you off in case you started saying too much.
Because, oh, no, yeah, I can't plot. Because it's so good, but I can't tell you too much. Just know it's an oral history, which I also love just in general as a storytelling device. So that's Rant. I also gave Courtney The Air Affair by Jasper Ford. Which again is sort of like quirky storytelling. This is the first in Jasper's Thursday Next series, which takes place in an alternate universe in England in the 1980s. And in the first book, the character of Jane Eyre is literally stolen from the book Jane Eyre. She's like kidnapped from her own book,
yeah.
Which is about all you need to know about this series. It's really nerdy, and there's a lot of bookish references. One of my favorite scenes in the entire series is later in one of the later books where Hamlet goes into like a Starbucks and has to order a coffee.
Stop it. This sounds amazing.
You know, Hamlet, the guy who can't make a decision, has to go and order a fancy coffee.
I love that so much.
I also recommended books by either Tom Robbins or Thomas Pynchon because they both are known for sort of out there books. Tom Robbins in particular is known for his quirky and humorous ones, and I really enjoyed Fierce Invalids Home from Hot Climates. And then finally, not a humorous book, but if you are looking for something that has a unique setting and interesting storytelling device, House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski is just unlike any book I've ever read in my entire life.
It's wild. And despite being a digital company, I think we mentioned this before, purchase it.
I don't even know if it's available as an ebook. If it is, it's going to be a very different. Yeah, I was really talking over each other. Oh, it's going to be a very buy the book.
Yeah.
Buy a physical copy of House of Leaves.
It's really, really good. As you were doing that, I had an idea for a future episode. I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot, but I want to do this. If you guys are looking, I want to do like a gift-giving one specifically where people write in with recommendations and we just send out...
The irony of this is that's how this podcast started.
I know. Yeah, that's why I was thinking it. I was like, oh my God, I'm having a 3-year deja vu.
Because I feel like we didn't know what to do with the podcast. Yeah, we can do that.
We still don't know what to do with the podcast. But,
okay, we make it up every week. But that's how that started because we needed content.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a bigger audience.
Yeah, that was a pretty wild assumption for us when we were first starting the podcast. Like, yeah, we'll have enough listeners that will be able to do recommendations every week.
Okay, well, peek behind the curtain. We nice. Actually would like solicit from family and friends.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Or coworkers who would also be like, I'm also a librarian. I can do this myself. but yeah, send us. Let's do that. We'll in like the next. If again, this is getting released on Thanksgiving. So in the next, like, if you hear this to any time in like the 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, send us an email at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com and tell us your, again, to borrow a phrase from the Reading Glasses, kind of your wheelhouse or the wheelhouse of someone who you're trying to purchase books for, because it can be really challenging and we will be happy to help you out. And then to pivot off of that, I have some thoughts about purchasing books for people that I just want to share, and then we'll get into some of our shout outs. So when we were originally going to do this episode, it was going to be a kind of a gift giving guide, and we were going to suggest books to give as gifts. And the more I was thinking about it, and shame on us for putting it in our 30-day book challenge, but like, there's no one book that is a gift giving book. I mean, there's, if you have children in your family and you give them the illustrated Harry Potter books, great. I do that too, but or like if there's new babies, you give them, all the places you'll go, or it's like a standard thing you do. But
my dad actually does. My dad has standard business. My dad's a business guy, and he has standard business books that he gives his
business
gift.
Guy.
He works. I mean, he's a business guy.
No, I know. It's just like in the Lego movie.
I mean, he buys like multiple copies. There's one book about the guy who invented McDonald's. I read it.
Oh, the Ray Kroc book.
Yeah, the Ray Kroc book. You know, it's made into a movie with Michael Keaton or something like that. Like, he buys multiple copies of that books and gives them out because he loves... He's like, this is a really good book about running a business.
Yeah.
So my dad does that.
But here's my suggestion to people. My wife did this several years ago, and now I do it as well for my father and all sorts of people. If you're going to give a book to someone as a gift, first off, I assume you know that person fairly well. There's nothing worse than giving a book to someone who's not a reader. I love our good friend Christina here, and her husband is my best friend. He is not a reader, and we have so many times, like, we've bought him like 4 or 5 books. And he's like, thanks, guys. I'm going to go play Red Dead Redemption, which is fine, but he's like, I'm not going to read this. So I need to stop doing that. But what I recommend is, whoever it is, obviously, again, if they're going to be close to you, you're going to know their likes and dislikes. And if they have something that they're passionate about, whether it's a specific band or maybe an author or a creator of some kind, I recommend getting a biography or autobiography of a person that they absolutely love. So this all started because my wife, several years ago, got me the Brian J. Jones Jim Henson biography, which I read in one sitting, and it's like 600 pages. Brian J. Jones also wrote a George Lucas one. And his next one coming out is Theodore Geisel, which is Dr. Seuss. So he's basically hitting everything I love. But along those same lines, last year, my wife and I bought my mom Gold Dust Woman, which is the Stevie Nicks one because she loves Fleetwood Mac. I bought my dad 700 Sundays by Billy Crystal a long time ago because we both love Billy Crystal and baseball. But if there's something... not as many people as you would think read biographies or autobiographies. And if there's something that you love, like there's a phenomenal Walt Disney one that I will try and find in just a second here. But if you have family who loves Disney or Pixar, if you look up biographies about the creators of those, you'll find them. And they're usually really, really interesting. And it's a cool behind the scenes look at something they're passionate about. And like we discussed on the last episode, there are biographies and memoirs and autobiographies anything you can imagine. If you're a runner, go get Jill's.
Thanks, Adam.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you have things to add to that, by all means.
No, I think that's a good idea. I generally, it's hard giving books as gifts because even if I know somebody, I mean, not know their reading tastes. I mean, I might, but I might. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like I feel like book gift giving feels very personal to me. And so it's generally not something I do unless I really, really know the person. Those are my thoughts on, I mean, I will happily take books you give me, but
yeah, no,
but it's really hard for me. It's really hard for me, to find books to give as gifts to people.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. Like, if you're going to do it, I assume it's going to be someone that you know very well. The Walt Disney one, by the way, is called The Animated Man, A Life of Walt Disney by Michael Barrier. Yeah, it's just really hard. It's like, my friend Julia, who she's wonderful, and we've never really talked about her on the podcast because her and her husband do a blog, but it's not book related. She loves true crime and she's a lawyer, so I recommended Radium Girls to her because it's a story of not so much crime, but it's, you know, and Kate Moore is on the podcast and I put it on our Twitter account, but or our Instagram account. But Radium Girls is about these women who worked with radium, and because they worked directly with it and like would touch it to their tongues because it was on a paintbrush, they got what was called Fosse jaw, and they got sick and died because of this. And they went to court and sued the people who made them use the radium because they were told it was safe. And it ended up basically changing, it changed the world and like the way that the United States looks at labor laws and things like that.
Spoiler alert: it's not safe.
It's not safe. Yeah, you're not supposed to put radium in your mouth. Don't do that. But for Julia, I know that she loves true crime, but she's also a lawyer and nerds out about things like serial and stuff like that. So I recommended that to her. But I just think you do, like, if you find there's ways to do it as long as you are giving books to people who you know will appreciate them.
Oh, for sure. I mean, so my dad, like I said, he's a big business guy and he likes reading books about the startups and all that stuff. And so a few years ago, when he had sort of started running, I gave him Shoe Dog by the guy who created Nike.
Yeah.
So it sort of hit those two, both how the company started, but also was something he was interested in.
The only other thing I will say is if you're buying books for a book lover, that's a whole other thing entirely because they're book lovers. But a cool thing to do is something that Christina actually done for me before. She knows I obviously love Alice in Wonderland, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. So she bought me the annotated Alice when she was in the Strand bookstore. Or if you go to like Barnes & Noble, if you want to buy someone a book, if you go to Barnes & Noble, they have all those like leather-bound classics, and they're like $20. That's half of my bookshelf when I have a bookshelf that exists. We have all these leather-bound classics, and they're like $20, and they're beautiful. And so they're nice kind of display pieces that you can do as well. And they have so many. Actually, if you go online, they have even more. But that's another cool thing. It's like if you have a friend who you know loves Chaucer, you can find the Canterbury Tales. And they even have like Star Wars stories. And
they have Wicked. I know. The Wicked one is really pretty.
I think we have the Wicked one as well. So yeah, they're really beautiful. They're really beautiful, and they're bright and stuff like that. So those are some ideas for book giving, but if you want specific examples, again, send us an email and we'll do an episode about that. Do you want to say, we can give some shout outs. I feel like I went a really long time there and didn't mean to.
It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so we just wanted to give some shout outs to listeners who have very kindly left us some really wonderful reviews on iTunes, so you can go do that too. And maybe we'll give you a shout out later.
Yes.
The first one, so obviously some of these come with like online screen names, and this one is a very interesting collection of letters. FGK, FLTL, I think I got that right. Anyway.
That had to be them just like mashing the keyboard to put a name in, right?
They say, my favorite is the opening. The hosts make me laugh every time, and Overdrive seems like an awesome company, and my to-read list is growing and growing with great suggestions.
Well, sir or madam, you're going to love this episode because it's just an entirely giant intro.
Pretty much.
You can keep reading them and I'll just have comments.
Next up is from Mary. And Mary says, thanks to Adam and Jill's book recommendations from a variety of genres, I never have to panic thinking my TBR stack is too short. I love the author interviews that feel like conversations with an old friend in a coffee shop. This is my favorite part. I finally had to confess to my friends that I had help coming up with all the book recommendations I casually share thanks to the show. You're welcome, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
And Mary's friends.
Yeah. Hey, Mary. I giggled a lot about that, but, like, I don't know. If you want to, like, tell your friends to listen to the podcast, that'd be fine. I will say, though, that I really meant a lot to me when she says, the author interviews feel like conversations with old friends at a coffee shop. That's by design. Like, Jill and I write questions out, but just so you guys know, when we're interviewing people and it's the two of us, one of us will look at the other one as if to say, like, hang on, I have one more thing to say. And it makes me feel really happy when I see people say that, or there's been a few write-ups that have mentioned us as, like, a literary podcast to listen to, and they'll always say, like, while I adore, you know, NPR and things like that, they almost without, like, almost 100% of the time will say, like, Jill and Adam have a much more relaxed conversation with these, like, it's by design that it's meant to be that way, so.
And there are definitely, and I don't know if this is obvious to listeners, but there are definitely interviews where we don't have any questions prepared in advance, mm-hmm. because we are either such big fans of the author that we have read everything and don't really need questions in advance.
Yeah.
Or people, you know, like Fiona, when Fiona Davis came on, we have talked to her multiple times, and so I didn't have any questions. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, that literally was a conversation with a friend about her book.
Yeah, same thing. Not to, like, name drop people that we love, but, like, Marie Benedict, we're huge buddies with her. She's amazing, and she's coming back to our offices in January when she's on tour.
I forgot about that.
I know. I can promise you we will not have any questions. It'll just be a conversation. I'm interviewing Brad Meltzer in a couple weeks. You're welcome to join me if you'd like, Jill. Brad was one of the first people I interviewed. I got to fly to New York to interview him and James Patterson, name drop. And he and I talked about the Muppets for like a half hour. So I can tell you I'm not going to have any questions prepared for that. So that is by design. And then there are other ones where we've never met the person and we're admittedly a little nervous. So we have all the questions written out, like when we talked with George Saunders or Colson Whitehead. I'm going to stop dropping names. That sounds horrible. But my point was, like, if it's someone we're both like, okay, we're nervous, we should have something prepared.
Yeah.
Oof, that was a lot. I should have a script more often. This is bad. I'm talking too much.
No, it's fine. It's a podcast. That's what's supposed to happen. Okay, next one comes from RJ0812. I absolutely love this podcast. I love listening to interviews with my favorite authors. Come on, Stephen King. That is in the review.
Yeah, that's not Jill.
That's not me.
It's also Jill, but...
Yeah, I'll co-sign that. and I rely on the monthly new release conversations to add to my want-to-read list. That's good. I don't remember when we first introduced the monthly list, and I don't know why it took us so long to introduce the monthly list. It was probably one of those things where we were looking for content.
Yeah. Oh, it 100% was. And I remember we did it 1 month because we were like, I don't know.
We actually may have done it, started as a January thing, like looking ahead to books for the new year. And yeah. We were just like, we should do this all every month.
Yeah. So we did it for the year, and that got a lot of attention. And then we did one for a month, and I looked at the numbers. We were like, oh. We should do this every month.
I think it's one of those things that because of what we do and having worked in libraries and bookstores, I think this is something that I take for granted, is that I have to, for my job, stay on top of what is coming out
right
in the future. Like, that's what I have to do to be good at my job.
Yeah.
And for people who don't work in the book industry in any particular way, they may not know when, like, they probably don't know unless they're actively looking for it, and or they may know the big stuff, but that's not really what they want to read. They want other suggestions. I mean, we try really hard not to mention the really, really big stuff because yeah. You're already gonna know about that,
right? And that's the thing. Like,
we mentioned Michelle Obama's book because it's Michelle Obama.
Right. Well, and I think it's also you and I, like, while we are very proud of the amount of people who listen to us, like, like I said, I got to interview James Patterson. I can tell you for a fact I did not move the needle on James Patterson's sales any notable amount that he would have seen. But – and because of that, when James Patterson has a book coming out with Bill Clinton, which he did a few months back, like, they don't need us to talk about it. Whereas there might be a debut author whose book is just coming out that we dug through and found. We're like, oh, man, we're really excited. We know that the however many people end up buying it or reading it because of us, it'll make a difference for that person. And that's actually why I love doing the debut author interviews the most more, because they'll tell us, like, I've never done this before. And, like, it's just going to be a conversation. And then we – 9 times out of 10 when we interview a debut author, they become – like, we start following each other on Twitter and become friends with them. That's actually our secret plot, is just to have a huge, like, group of friends who are all authors and nerds like us.
But seriously, Stephen King.
Seriously? Yeah.
Next up, we have comment from Golden Mama. I adore Adam and Jill's podcast and just have the best time laughing and learning about new and older books with them and so many fabulous authors. They are smart and witty, and they love pets. They do. They are active on their Instagram account and keep their listeners involved. Okay, that Instagram is 100% Adam. Or it's like 90% Adam, and every once in a while I'm like, oh, right, we have an Instagram account.
You know what? I'm going to actually toot my own horn for that. I appreciate it because at our offices, we have a room because we have an entire marketing team that Joe and I are part of, it's almost like having a marketing firm in the Overdrive offices. And part of that is we have photographers and videographers, and we have a room in this office that's basically a light box, like, photography studio. And it's awesome, and I have a camera of my own, so lately I've been taking people in there and making them take pictures with books, and then like doing real artsy fartsy pictures of stuff. So I appreciate that, and there will be much more cool book pictures to come. So follow our Instagram
at ProBookNerds.
Thank you.
And Twitter as well, at ProBookNerds. Finally, this comes from JCross17. I've always been a reader, but I've read more amazing books this summer than probably the past 5 years combined. This is largely thanks to Jill and Adam. I learned about so many different kinds of books that I'd never think to read otherwise. That makes me happy.
Yeah, because that's the best thing is, like you said, if Neil Gaiman has a new book coming out, I'm going to read it. But if we can help you find a new thing, it's awesome.
So thanks, everybody. All of our listeners.
Yeah. Are there others that you want to read, or those are good?
Those are the ones I had.
Okay, cool. So those are some shout-outs and actually some book recommendations, too. We've had some books in there. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in America. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in Canada back in October. Right? October?
Correct.
Thank you. And getting into the holiday season. And, yeah, send us your recommendations. Last year we did the recommendations with Penguin. They had, like, their Penguin hotline, which is adorable. I don't think we're going to do that this year, unless they're going to send us a real late email. So we'll do our own recommendations. So send us your wheelhouse of stuff that you like reading or the person that you want to buy for you like reading at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com, and we'll pull some recommendations together. It's like an old version of the show. Anything else you think people should know about?
I think that's it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this very unique episode of the Professional Book Nerds podcast.
Readers can sample and borrow the titles mentioned in today's episode from Overdrive.com, and our library friends can add these titles to their collections and marketplace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.